Because right now we're paying for search engine optimization through a company that handles our website. And then obviously we have, and we're very busy, and we have leads coming in from, you know, Yelp, Angie Ads, Angie Leads. And so, like, by no means do we need any more business right now, but I'm in the process of hiring more people and everything else. So there's definitely a lot going on. I guess it just depends. I just got to kind of analyze the data and think, okay, if it puts us here, what can we actually expect? If it is month to month, potentially try it out, see what it looks like.
Okay. Okay, perfect. It sounds like the timing's perfect. Yeah, okay. Let me grab John here. He comes. Hang on for me.
Hi, Matt.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, Matt. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. I'm doing pretty good so far. Been a busy day. I understand that you were...
You're there.
It's a good problem, though. You know, I'm not complaining. It's just, it's 7:23 here in SoCal, so I'm just getting started, and they got me, like, answering 100 questions.
I got you, yeah.
Haven't even had my coffee yet, but I understand that you were speaking with Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. She said you had some specific questions for me about the listing or how it works.
Well, yeah, I'm just looking at it, right? So I come from the supplier side of things. Actually, I worked for a company called Ferguson Enterprises, and then I was a minority owner at a Wind Supply. So a couple months ago, I jumped to the other side of the fence, bought a plumber out, and started up a service division of our, because we did commercial plumbing. Now we do residential and commercial service and construction. So we've expanded into that arena. But I just had questions. Obviously, like, from what I know about advertising, if I look up plumbers near me right now, I see my Google Guarantee sponsored plumbers.
Yeah.
And all of these guys are like multi-million dollar private equity held companies that dump, from what I've had conversations with them, thousands and thousands of dollars into Google. So there's no way that me I think I can afford.
I guess,
if I look at these guys, I don't see a single like local plumber on here.
Yeah, because you could put those anywhere. Google Guarantee is a great program.
Right.
Google Guarantee is probably the best program for a plumbing contractor to market. Same thing with HVAC. You do both of them, by far the best. I mean, these leads are pre-screened. The customers are clicking on the Google Guarantee guys because Google is going to give them $2,000 of insurance for the lifetime of your work on their plumbing or HVAC job. You know, so they're preferring those contractors, and then we're handing them off to you as a live call and only charging you the lead fee if you actually schedule an appointment to go out and meet with them. So that's a great program, and it doesn't cost an arm and a leg, you know? If you wanted to get started on it, it'd be $250 just for the application fee. It takes about 2 to 3 weeks to get through the application and background screening. Because they do it directly with you. So that goes through the Google headquarters there. And then once you get through that, they go live with the campaign. They don't charge you for a single lead until you actually set an appointment.
Okay, gotcha.
So that's a great program. They do usually want you to set aside about a 13-lead budget, but it's not going to cost you thousands of dollars. On average, the lead fee is $33 for your area. For a plumber. And so if you're doing 13 leads with their hosting, you know, you're looking at about $530 for a guarantee of 13 leads, basically, where you're setting an appointment, going out and meeting with them. So it's not as expensive as you think.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, altogether, to go through the background screening and get the guarantee of the 13 leads, you'd be spending $530 plus $250. It's like $780.
Okay, and that's, sorry, I was like, my phone was dinging too because I had back-to-back calls too. That's for what, leads in this area that I'm in currently?
That's to get you Google Guarantee.
Anywhere.
Yeah, well, you can pick the area that you want to target and accept leads from. So you get to hand select that. You have full control over that. And you determine what's a qualified lead, and we pre-screen them, and then we don't call you unless they meet those parameters. And then once we call you, you have to set an appointment to get charged the lead fee or deducted the lead fee. But the first thing is just the $250 and get through the application. So you have to fill out the form, submit it, and then they'll do it, the background screening with you. There's an agent that'll contact you and walk you through it. And then, you do have a crew there, so obviously we want to make sure that those guys are, good if they're going to be doing client facing and going to people's houses. So are you concerned about any of your employees?
No.
Okay. Then,
I'm concerned about the amount of employees because I need more.
that's a common problem. Though. Just because good help is hard to come by unless you're willing to pay top dollar for them. You got to steal them. I've learned
100%.
That. 100%. Yeah. that's what I would recommend. Google Guarantee is one of those things that, from a credibility standpoint, will stick with your company for a long time. Tara was telling me that you were investing in SEO. And honestly, if you're going to do Google Guarantee, I'll tell you flat out, SEO is a waste of money. The reason I know that is because we've been in business since 2004, and we were an SEO company independently for 13 years before we actually became a Google partner in 2017.
Okay.
We would technically be the highest rated Google partner / SEO company in the United States. And I don't usually recommend SEO if you're really trying to get some traffic going. It's going to take them 60 to 90 days just to even get you anywhere near the first page. And there's just so much competition out there. Like, even with SEO, you'd be directly competing with HomeAdvisor because they do SEO in your area. And you're not going to outrank the Google partner that they're working with any other fly-by-night SEO company or smaller business,
No, 100%. No, I'm definitely interested.
They're basically just reselling you leads they're getting from Google. We could cut out the third party and just have them, go directly from the source. And that'll also stop your leads from being saturated. HomeAdvisor's leads go to like 3 or 4 people. They don't just go to you. It's not like they do what we do or they contact you at a live call.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you think it would be beneficial for me to cut out my SEO, cut out Angie Ads, Angie Leads, Yelp, all this stuff?
Once you pass your background screening for Google Guarantee, absolutely. I mean, Buckeye Plumbing and Property Solutions is getting leads every single day.
Yeah, and so what is the what's the expectation there, right? Like, I pay X, what can I expect in return? I mean, like you said, you get your 13, you get qualified leads, you get leads you actually go out on and this and that. And what if we aren't getting the leads? I mean, how do we guarantee that we get those leads? You send them to us until we hit a certain number and then back it off, or what?
Yeah, Google's guarantee to the customer is that they'll give them $2,000 for the lifetime of the job. The guarantee to you is that the clients are pre-screened based on your expectations. And we're not going to charge you a lead fee unless you actually set an appointment. So that means you're receiving a call that we've already pre-screened. You're pre-screening them yourself and then saying, okay, this works. We could be out there tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Okay. Boom. That's the only way you get charged a lead fee. It's not like HomeAdvisor by Angie. They text you something. If you don't answer, they charge you the lead fee regardless. And then if they do answer, you're still competing with the 3 or 4 other guys that are bidding them on that job that they sold it to.
Right.
Yeah. So it's exclusivity is what they're guaranteeing, and that means a higher quality lead. Also, you're more likely to get connected to people in real-time situations where they're having like a plumbing emergency. And so those are usually going to have the best conversion rate, It's like, I got water all over my floor. I want you here now, not tomorrow.
Right, for sure. Yeah. For sure. What, is there any way that you can send me this information somehow?
Yeah. It's called local service ads. Here, let me give me 1 second.
Yeah, just like through an email or something. I don't know. I got to jump on this call right now. I'm already 2 minutes late too. But I do want to potentially move forward with you guys and look at doing this. I mean, I get it. Like, I'm looking on Google. We're now Google verified. We got some reviews. I'm not seeing much out of these other guys, right?
Yelp, you have 5 reviews on there already?
Yeah, I think 9 maybe or something.
Okay, you need 9 in order to even do Google Guarantee. But with as a Google partner,
yeah, I could get 900 tomorrow. I just haven't blasted it out to everybody. So,
right.
But yeah, I mean,
as a Google partner, we can only work with one plumber per industry per area, though. So the other Google Guarantee slots are going to be solicited by another Google partner. It's not something that we could just sign you up whenever. There's only a limited amount of space for that Google Guarantee category.
Do you know who dropped off, or how did another one just open up?
Either if they discontinue it or relocate.
If I'm doing this, if I'm doing this and it's working like that, I'm absolutely not backing out of this thing.
Well, here's the thing. Like, Google Guarantee doesn't auto-renew. It doesn't auto-renew without your permissions, right? So the 530 budget gives you a guarantee of 13 leads. Once you exhausted those leads, we try to contact you, and you have to, obviously agree. You got to answer the phone, and you got to agree. We'll leave a couple messages. If you don't answer the phone and agree to renew for the next 13 leads, then it opens the door for somebody else to come in here and steal your thunder.
Sure. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so it's month to month, you said, correct?
Yeah, well, Google Guarantee, I mean, you pay the $530. You won't have to pay that today. If you want to get started today, you just pay $250 and I'll send you the application. We start working on the application. Once you pass all the background screening and that's done, then we'll create your account and we'll actually go live with it. And they won't actually charge you the $530 until you accept the first lead.
Okay.
And then you'll have the remaining balance of 12 leads. So today you're not looking at a $770 or $780 charge. You're just looking at $250 just to get the application and start working on it. It's going to take you probably about 2 weeks to get through that application anyway.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take me 2 weeks to get through it? Holy cow.
Well, not you, but they're going to ask you to send in stuff, and then they got to process it, and then they'll interview you, you know. So the guys that they're putting up there, they want to have the utmost faith that you're not going to be pulling out a $2,000 insurance policy like 2-3 times a week. You know?
Yeah, I got you.
So they're
all right. Well, I'm really busy as always. So, I mean, I don't mind moving forward.
Okay. Let me create the account for you. I sent you the LSA so you can see just like how that works, how they're going to charge you per lead. There's also a tracking system that you'll get. It comes in an app. You know, you can download to your phone and keep track of all your leads and where you're at. So, is Matt short for Matthew?
Yeah. MATZHEW.
Got it. Last name?
Beck, BECK.
Okay. Business email address?
Matt@precisionserviceteam.com.
Okay. Is this phone number the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yep.
Okay.
Actually, shit. No. This is my cell phone. I don't want people to call my cell phone.
Okay.
I would like the clients to call the office. 937.
Okay.
249. 249. Basically, the number you guys somehow called me on that I thought was my office.
Gotcha. Okay. So the real number is 248-0000, and then the cell phone is going to be the number that we're on. We'll save that just for us to contact you. That won't be displayed anywhere.
Yes.
Okay. And do you primarily answer the phones?
No.
No? Okay.
Wait, do I personally?
Yeah, for your customers, do you usually answer your phones, or do you have somebody doing it for you?
No, our company does. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I don't
okay.
personally know. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, like, the client's first point of contact.
I got you. Yeah, it's going to be our office, yes.
Okay. Do you have a team that's going to be able to help? Okay.
Yes.
Save. Okay, website's hyperlinked already. And then the business street address that your Google PIN verification letter was sent, so we don't have to do that again?
Say it again, sorry.
The business street address that you received your Google PIN verification letter?
Yeah, 509 Sports Street.
Sports
Fairborn,
Street.
Ohio.
Fairborn.
Yep.
Got it.
Fairborn, Ohio, 45324.
Yep, got it. 45324. Save. Okay, hours of operation?
7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday.
And for calls, same?
Yep.
Okay. Saturday, Sunday closed?
Absolutely, man. We got to let our boys have time with their friends and family. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I got two little boys, so I try to get as much time in as I can. It can't be all work, no play.
Right.
All right. Save. All right. I got the account created. Now I just got to get you this application. Okay, application's coming in, and then I'll just secure your first month's payment of $250, and I'll schedule an interview for tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, here comes the LSA application. When you see LSA, it means local service ads. That's just the Google Guarantee program. They call it local service ads.
Okay.
Okay. And I know this is kind of a random question, but I'm just going to ask, do you speak Spanish by chance?
I wish I did, because every guy in the South speaks Spanish. Okay. I know a couple of Spanish words, but I think I had a assigned seat in the hallway during high school, so I didn't learn.
Hola.
Right? Yeah.
All right. I'm supposed to double check, but it's okay. It's not like it's required or anything. It's actually a little less common out here, but.
All right, I got it here.
All right, perfect. So that's the application. You're going to have to fill that out. And then, by the way, you have 100% pass rate, so you don't have to worry about, like, filling that out and not passing. I already pulled up the Google Business profile and looked at you before. I offered
you
LSA. Gotcha.
Hey, can you hang on real quick?
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, you came back. Thought you were gone.
Yeah, that's fine on the other line. All right, I started filling this app out on my phone, but I'm going to have to, like, sit down and...
Oh, I wasn't expecting you to get through it all today, but yeah, I mean... So
oh,
usually,
I thought you wanted me to knock it out right now. Okay, no.
It's okay.
Me like a day, it's not a big
yeah,
deal.
It usually takes about two, three days before we get them back, on average. But it's good that you're on it. All right. But how do you want to secure the application fee of the $250?
I'll give you my card here. To Visa.
Okay. And then is it just under your name or does it have a business name on it as well?
Yeah, it's Matthew R. Beck.
Precision Plumbing, Heating and Air.
It actually has Watts Plumbing, which is our parent company.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
Precision Heating and Air is a DBA, but yeah, so it's a Visa 4427.
Okay, 4427.
4202.
4202. 6942.
6942.
3106. 3106. Okay, and the expiration
date, month and year? 729. And then three-digit code on the back. 888. Yeah, 888.
Okay. And then client interview. So we want to interview you so that way we're getting the account set up properly, very specifically. And this will also be with a Google Guarantee representative as well. What would be the best time to do your onboarding call?
Well, since I've talked to you, I've missed probably six calls. And so I don't know that there's ever a really good time. We'll just have to call me whenever and try to see if we can get through.
Once we got it up and running, Matt, we won't be bugging you much more, you know. After that,
I don't even care. We got a ton of shit. I got another call coming in now, but a ton of stuff going on. And so maybe,
okay.
I don't know, any time during the day, and I'll try to make it work.
Okay. I'll set it up between 5 and 6, so hopefully you're at the end of the day. You said you work 7:30 to 4:30 normally, so hopefully that's a good time for you.
Yeah, I mean, you can call me really any time. I mean, as a business owner, I never really stop working. So, yeah, just any time. Give me a call and we'll try to make it work.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the 5 o'clock appointment, and then they will text you before they call, okay? And then if it doesn't work, I'm also going to text you my direct number and extension. Just let me know, and then I could always reschedule if you need.
All right, cool. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Matt. Thank you for signing up. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
You too. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.